Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And I'm going to go kind of round the houses to get to my point today. And I'm going to begin by talking about a concept that's very popular in coaching and consulting, and it's the idea of niching. Like, who is your target audience? Who is your niche? Who do you specialize in working with? And as it happens, I think niching is a terrible idea when you're trying to grow a business. In other words, the value of niching is when you have too many choices, niching helps you narrow it down. You go an inch wide and a mile deep. But unless you're really only drawn to a very particular group of people, unless you have so many people who want to work with you that you need to find some way of sorting, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of niching. In fact, I used to say my niche is people who can afford me. Now, that was a bit tongue-in-cheek, but my point was I work with human beings. Now, I've worked with tens of thousands of human beings now over the last 32 years, so I've kind of begun to notice that there are certain groups that I particularly love working with. Now, one of those groups are what I would call people who are up to something. In other words, there are a lot of people who are very interested in learning and growing for themselves, very interested in just having a nicer life, and I delight in sharing with those people. But the people that I really enjoy spending extra time with, generally speaking, are up to something in the world or want to be up to something big in the world. They want to create. They want to be part of bringing the formless into form, of bringing their genius to life. There are other people, and I was very much in the second category that I would call emerging voices, where they're great at talking about stuff. They just don't necessarily have anything particularly great to say. So I used to think of what I did. I used to describe myself, not out loud usually, as a preacher in search of a gospel. Because I knew I was really good at talking. I was really good at talking so that people would listen. It's just that I didn't think I particularly had anything worth saying. So I was continually studying who else was out there saying cool things. Oh, that sounds cool, and I bet I can say that in a way that people can hear it even better. And so that's what I did, and I never lied about it. I never pretended anyone else's ideas were mine. I was quite happy to credit everyone. But I was so convinced that I didn't have anything worth saying, that I didn't even put myself forward when I started running training. So this sounds silly to me now, but when I started Supercoach Academy in 2010, I didn't teach on it. I brought in all these teachers I thought were great and basically played Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, whoever your favorite late night talk show host is, James Corden. I just was sort of hosted the event, and I was really surprised when people said, well, why don't you teach on the course? I was like, well, okay, so I added a half day with me for the next year. And then the next year I began to go, huh, people seem to be interested in what I have to say. I don't know why. These other people all say it better than I do and know more than I do. Well, eventually, I started to realize that the more I was willing to speak from the heart without knowing what I was going to say ahead of time, without worrying about whether or not I thought I had anything to contribute, amazing things started to come forward. I would hear back a talk that I'd given. I would read back something I wrote. And I started to realize, oh, that's coming out in a very unique way. It's coming out through my voice. And over time, that voice got familiar to me. And I began to feel when something was off, when it wasn't said the way I would say it. And in my books, I can tell in a heartbeat and with the edits if they've changed it so that maybe it's more grammatically correct, but it doesn't sound like me anymore. And as it happens, one of the ways I got involved with Emerging Voices is I used to ghostwrite and developmentally edit books. So I would work with authors to help them find their voice, to help them find their unique expression. of whatever it is that they wanted to express. And over time, I've found I love working with this particular population to the point where one of our big yearly programs now is called Emerging Voices, where I sit down with a group of people, and over time, because it takes time, we really go inside and we find the source. We find the origin, the source of originality. And we begin to allow it to come through us in our writing, in our speaking, in whatever form, in our singing, in whatever form of expression, in our art, in our business. However we express in the world, that universal and unique comes through us, that universal source, that universal origin, and the unique flavor that things have when they come through us, when they come out in our voice, when they come out the way they look to us. And it's often, people often send me manuscripts, and unfortunately, I really have very little time to read them anymore. But when I do, they break down pretty neatly into three categories. The majority of them sound nice. They have all the right words in them. But there's no heart in it. There's no uniqueness in it. There's no person in it. They're just generic. And they tend not to particularly move me. Other works are so personal that they turn you off. It would be like, I kind of think of the personality a little bit like salt, right? A little bit of salt really brings out the flavor in the food. But too much salt and you can't even taste the food. All you can taste is the salt. And so what people learn as their voice begins to emerge is that your voice needs a lot less of you than you think. But it does need some of you to really bring out the flavor. So if you think of yourself as an emerging voice, there's a couple of things that I'm going to really encourage you to play with to allow your voice to emerge. And the number one thing is use it. I don't know if it's true, use it or lose it, but if you are not expressing, if you are not speaking with people, if you are not writing, if you are not in some way getting what is inside you out, your voice can't emerge. I think the longest I ever went without talking was 3 days, which isn't that long. I mean, I suppose if you don't count the first few years of my life, but I'm sure I was cooing. And I remember it took a little while to even get any sound out because I'd almost like forgotten how to use my voice. Now, ultimately, like I say, you don't really forget. But it took a while to get it back. And if you are not used to expressing, particularly not used to expressing from the heart, from the soul, it might take you a little while to find your voice. So that's the number one thing. Use it. The number two thing that I would say is as best you can, get out of the way. How do you get out of the way? Well, you put down every thought about yourself, every thought about the end result, every thought about how it will be received, every story that you've got about happy futures, negative futures, amazing things that this could lead to, horrible things that this could lead to. Treat those two imposters just the same. When you put all of that down, what's left, what comes through, will still have the flavor of you, but it will be just the perfect amount of seasoning to bring out the richness in whatever it is that you're trying to express. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.